Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we understand the devotion and determination depicted in Sangam literary work Natchinai 52, written by Palathanar, this being the only song penned by the poet. Set in the Pali landscape or the drylands, it revolves around the dilemmas in separation and speaks in the voice of the man to his heart. மாக்கொடி அதிரல் பூவோடு பாதிரி தூத்தகட்டு எதிர்மலர் வேய்ந்த கூந்தல் மனம் கமல் நாற்றம் மறியி யாம் இவள் சுனங்கு அணி ஆகம் அடைய முயங்கி வீங்கு ஊவர் கவவின் நீங்கள் செல்லேம் நீயே ஆழ்வினை சிறப்ப எண்ணி நாளும் பிரிந்து உரை வாழ்க்கை புரிந்து அமையலையே அன்பு இலை வாழி என் நெஞ்சே வெம்போர் மழவர் பெருமகன் மாவல் ஓரி கைவளம் எய்வது ஆயினும் ஐது ஏகு அம்ம எந்த செய்பொருளே. As it opens, the poem fills the air with the fragrance of adiril or wild jasmine and padri or trumpet flower. The phrase manam kamal natram made me look up surprised. This means the fragrance wafting in the smell. From this, I came to realize that the word natram is neither associated with a good smell nor the current association of a bad smell. It seems more like a neutral word to simply denote smell. Wonder how something neutral journeyed into something negative. While the poem opens with the fragrance of flowers, it ends with the wealth of the king Ori. From flower to power, let's trace the journey of this verse. The man is living a happy wedded life with his lady. It was custom for men to leave in search of wealth. At the same time, he knows his lady cannot bear the separation. So the man says to his heart, inhaling the fragrance-filled smell of her tresses, adorned by garlands woven by tying wild jasmine from dark vines with the pure petals of padri blossoms, I shall hold her golden bosom close to my chest. I shall not break this beautiful embrace and part away. But you, O heart, wanting to gather wealth, seem to be restless, pushing me to a life of separation. You are without a shred of kindness. May you live long. Departing with you, even if I earn all the wealth owned by the lord of those warriors, the great and generous Ori, it's trifling compared to the joy of being with my lady. So you may go, but I shan't come with you. From this verse, we understand that married women of ancient times had the practice of wearing flower garlands on their tresses. And also, there is a tendency to not stop with a single flower, as we have seen in another Sangam poem too. Two different types of flowers are taken and placed alternatively to make that garland. Perhaps a metaphor for the different natures of man and woman and how by being together they can fill the air with fragrance and joy. This act of separating oneself from the heart or mind throws up many philosophical questions. Who are we? Our thoughts, our dreams, our body? What is the essence of us? Here, the man seems to deftly separate his bodily wishes to be in the embrace of his lady and his heart's bidding to go in search of wealth. Beauty and duty seem to be at odds in his mind's expanse. Talking of wealth, the man paints a portrait of the ancient king Ori, the famous marksman and the leader of the Malavas. One account says that the Malavas mentioned here are not a particular tribe but men who chose to become warriors from all the ancient Tamil tribes. Another account says that they lived in the land to the north of the river Kaveri and were ruled by the great kings of the Sangam era. Here, the verse talks about the king Ori and emphasizes on a particular attribute of his generosity. Ori was famous for parting away with his wealth to the needy. So the man says that even if he has as much wealth as Ori to give away, that would be nothing compared to the happiness of being with his lady. He finishes by asking his heart to go, but adding that he would not follow parting away from her. The poetic device employed here of separating one's heart as if it's another person is striking. Coming at it from our scientific paradigm, maybe we should consider this as the mind instead of the heart. In this instant, it further seems more like the logical, calculating aspect of the mind. For the emotional part of the man's mind that he associates more with his body seems to want to stay. Perhaps we can take a leaf from the way the man handles his dilemma so that when we find ourselves torn between things, we can separate ourselves from our thoughts and just listen as if it were another person whom we are not bound to follow. It's then we can show the mind like this man has who's the boss. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.